The White House is challenging Dallas to beat out 19 other communities in reducing the number of people without health insurance. If the city wins, it would get a visit from the president. The push comes 5 days before the deadline for the 2016 signups under the Affordable Care Act. White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough praised the way Dallas officials have gotten the word out about signing up for health insurance. But there are still nearly 500,000 North Texans who don't have insurance and are eligible for plans on the federal marketplace.
3 years into this, we are now down to the harder cases, people who we have to find who, you know, didn't go out and sign up the first 2 years. So we want to work a little harder at it. So what we did is we challenged those communities who have done a really effective job but still have some work to do to go out in there and find those people who haven't been covered yet.
About 19% of Texans have no health insurance, which is actually an improvement for the state. More than 1 million Texans signed up for health insurance on the federal exchange last year. McDonough says there are affordable plans available for 2016.
73% of people in Texas can find a plan for $75 a month or less in 2016. And people who switch their plans on healthcare.gov can save on average $53 a month by going out and shopping for a new, more affordable plan.
Still, he acknowledges consumers in Texas will see fewer options this year that let them use doctors and hospitals out of network. Most notably, Blue Cross Texas stopped offering its PPO. Tuesday, December 15th is the deadline for uninsured Texans to enroll through the healthcare marketplace if they want new coverage to start on New Year's Day. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.